Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're watching Kansas and Gonzaga, which is just tipped next door at the Delta Center. The Zags up early, quick Bill Self timeout. Gonzaga, down year, they don't win the league, and they're going to be punching their ticket to the Sweet 16.
3 years ago, BYU fans would be all over this game cheering on the Zags. Now, they're cheering for Rock Chalk, I would imagine.
I'm not cheering for Rock Chalk.
You're not?
I don't like Hunter Dickinson.
You're not back in the Big 12?
If you're 7 feet tall and built like a lumberjack that would be on a syrup bottle, I don't want you to be taunting.
That's my kind of big man.
I don't want you to be taunting every time you score a bucket. Like, I get it. You're a giant man. Let's not raise the roof on a dunk.
Hey,
let's not.
He's paying respect to like 1998. Let's not, raise the roof.
Let's not little man a guy that's 6'7". We know you're bigger than everyone. Like, have a little class. I don't like Hunter Dickinson one bit. Go Zags, baby.
I like him.
So you're rooting for Kansas. I'm rooting for Gonzaga. And producer Nate, who's here for the top five, is rooting for?
Triple overtime.
You don't want anyone to win?
I want like a buzzer beater. I don't really care.
You're rooting for the sanctity of the game?
It's a crazy game. It's a wild, entertaining game.
Yeah,
is what you want.
I had them both losing in the first round.
Quickly, before we get to the top five, which is sponsored by Ryan Valuation, formerly Economic Partners, who is now your team? Like, as a team, is it Oakland University out of California? Is that your team?
I'm pulling for the Lopes. Grand Canyon.
GCU out
of
the whack.
I like that team. I was like, you know what? I can get down with GCU.
I did not want to play them at all. And yet, I was like high on GCU, and then I look at my bracket, I didn't pick them. Like, what was I thinking? I was buying the St. Mary's hype.
I like Grand Canyon. I think that team.
That's your team?
I don't think that was an upset last night. I don't. I think that they were just the better team than St. Mary's.
You?
Nate? Yeah, GCU as well.
So GCU?
I live like 5 minutes away from their campus in Phoenix. And so I went to a couple of their games, and
the campus
it was
is
fun.
Amazing. They are sort of hated within the WAC just because how much money they have.
Yeah.
But
and higher education too. Like they're considered
for
profit.
Yeah. I think I'm rooting for Yale. I like the way Yale plays. I liked that win over Auburn. I like Yale. Okay. What do we have for the top five today?
So going back to basketball, BYU lost on Thursday, but Jackson Robinson had an all-time game. He hit 5 3-pointers and is now tied for 4th all-time in 3-point field goal made in a single NCAA tournament game for BYU. And although he's tied for 4th place, there are 5 other players that have hit at least 5 3-pointers in a tournament game.
Oh.
So today's top 5 is naming the 5 players who have hit at least 5 threes in a tournament game for BYU.
All right.
Okay,
I like that.
So we're going to be starting out with Mitch this week.
Okay. Let's go with Jimmer Fredette.
Yep, that's an easy one. Can you know the game?
I'll say Wofford.
Gonzaga. So
Gonzaga.
Next game, Gonzaga, 2011. He hit 7, so that's number 1 on the list.
I should have known it was Gonzaga. It was a Sports Illustrated cover, for goodness sake. Come on, he's Logan Magnuson's looking up.
Yep.
He just rising up.
Is that a top 10 SI photo of all time?
I love the collage of Jimmer in the middle, like going between the legs with all the mascots.
Yeah.
I have that blown up in a frame.
Nice.
That's
the rise up photo from the floor, though, is nice.
I think
that's a nice shot.
The GOAT BYU SI cover, if we did a top 5 of those, is Ty Detmer. Ty's prize.
Yeah.
Like that's iconic. You know, like when Ty was in the alumni game last year and he's dropping back, I'm like, whoa, I'm seeing that SI cover pose, like in 2023, it was insane. But that Jimmer cover was pretty iconic.
All right, so easy one out of the way. Matt, you're up.
Mike Rose.
Nice. Mike Rose tied for 4th. He hit 5 against Xavier in 2007.
Love that guy's game, man. Just you know, he plays a lot like that guy on Oakland. Who
Good
all you do is shoot threes. You don't dribble. You just catch and shoot.
That is such a great pull. It is. And I always see him on social media once in a while. I just like think, Gus Johnson, Mike Rose against Xavier. It's awesome. Gus Johnson, Mike Rose.
Yes, that's perfect. That's good.
Oh, man, I love Gus Johnson.
Yes.
He's not my cup of tea, but I respect what he does.
So fun. Mitch, back to you.
Okay. Let's go
Mike Rose!
Rise of fire! It's March Madness!
Oh, jeez.
People are getting their speakers blown out because of us.
How about let's go with Jonathan Tavernari?
Not in the top seven.
Okay. I got a good one here. I don't think it's going to be right, but it might be. Brock Zylstra?
Oh, that's a good, oh,
good
oh,
guess, but no.
I thought I had it.
Mike Lloyd against Florida.
No Mike Lloyd.
Huh. Okay. Jeez, Louise. Let's go with...
There's a name on the list I don't know if you guys are going to get.
Okay. Nate Call?
No, nice.
How about Marty Haas?
He had
a heartbreaker.
The problem is
against Clemson.
All I can remember are these just abysmal performances against Oregon, against Old Miss.
Yeah.
Old Miss was a high scoring game. There's got to be someone in that Old Miss game. Let's try. Oh, geez. Who was on the team in the Old Miss era? Ah, I know this is wrong, but Tyler Haas.
Oh! Good pick.
Tyler Haas, Ole Miss, 2015.
I just remember him as a mid-range guy. He had 5 threes in that game?
Yeah, he banked 5 threes that game. Hmm. Yeah.
That had to have been a career high for him, right?
I imagine so, yeah.
The poor Haas family, just no success in the tournament. That's a great BYU family that should have had at least one tournament win. TJ would have been the one, too.
I think Marty got one in 88, but yeah. No, it's
Marty.
We can't be talking about this. We're talking through it here. I just realized, like, should it be giving you ideas? Let's go with, I would say our guest in hour number three, but I'm not going to because he would even be laughing his tail off if I said that name. How about Michael Smith?
He's the first one out, so he hit 4. He hit 4
against New Orleans?
Louisville,
1988.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mark Durant, and I love you, Mark. You surely didn't do it. No offense. Hey, that wasn't my guess. I was leading into my guess. But did his brother do it, Devin Durant?
Before the three-point line.
He did not.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Let's go with... let's go Andy Toulson. Dang, it's a lot of...
Jimmy Balderson.
No, I don't think he ever played in the dance. Well, he did, but he's kind of off the bench. How about we go with Terrell Ledé?
Mark Bigelow.
Louise Lemus.
Lee Kamard.
Jeez.
There's 2 names left on the list, and 1 guy is a repeat.
Okay. How about...
And he's the one you guys, I don't know if you're going to get. I'm pretty sure that the game that he banged 5, we see this clip from this game every year. Or clips from this game every year.
Okay. How about... I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of the early 90s teams. And I know which game you're talking about. Ah, gosh. How about we'll go... Scott Moon. Bordoff Dave's loving it. He's loving it. He's loving it.
So close, but so far.
That Schoaf brother. I can't remember his name.
Jake Schoaf.
Jake Schoaf.
Yeah. Jake Schoaf. He was a big from Weber. How about this? Trent Whiting. Oh. They played against Cincy and they didn't. Yeah.
There's 2 names left or there's 1 name left?
There's 2 names left. So there's 3 spots, but 2 names. And
I know what game you're talking about, too.
Yeah, one from the early 90s.
Yep.
And then one from more recent.
One from the early 90s and one from more recent.
Yeah.
Alex Barcelo?
Not that recent.
I know what game it is. It's BYU-LSU.
It's BYU-LSU in 1992. He hit five, and then he hit six the next year.
I'm thinking of that team.
Against Kansas.
Gosh. Gosh, this is going to eat at me. It's gonna eat at me.
You could go with the more recent guy.
Let's go with... pass. Just go.
Chase Fisher.
Oh,
there we go.
No!
My all-time great Chase Fisher.
Do you know what game?
It's Oregon.
Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss.
He hit six. So he hit six. Tyler Haas hit five that game.
And they
lost. Unbelievable.
They blew a massive
What's
lead.
What's the 92 guy against LSU?
Nick Sanderson.
Yeah, sorry, Nick.
I typed up his name about in the history profile. They played Kansas in 93. I'm beating myself now. Gosh, dang it. That is going to live in infamy for me. Nick Sanderson. Oh, gosh.
I had no chance at that, so I just completely abandoned even thinking about
Chase Fisher.
The early 90s.
You know, I thought about him, and I thought he didn't play. And I was thinking of, like, NITs.
Right.
I thought against, like, when Bill Walton and Mercer. Bill Walton's talking about Chase Fisher, the pride of the Arches, the wasp, the mystique of Moab, and that broadcast against Mercer. Oh, man. Good win, man.
My favorite Chase Fisher memory. That was a hard-fought battle, man.
I dug myself. You know, I started out a little bit strong. I thought I was Duquesne. I was going to come swinging, throw an elbow to the face to you. Like, I got Jimmer, and then you get Mike Rose, and you battled back. I'm like, okay, I'll be Fustrom in, just kind of elbow you back. And you ultimately came out on top.
I like it. I love it. I needed a win after such a brutal week in sports. So when Chase played, I was a single man, depressed at times, you know.
Whoa,
dating wasn't
you talk?
Dating wasn't going my way. And, you know, sometimes on a Sunday night, I shouldn't have, but I would go to Cinemark and see a movie.
He did it his way.
And after one of these Sunday night movies where I'm just, you know, lonely, I'm going to the bathroom and I look over and I'm like, hey, Chase Fisher.
That I'm like, story went such a different direction.
I'm like, Chase, what's up, man? I love you. He's like, hey, thanks for supporting the team.
You're no buddies.
I'm like, have a good one.
That reminds me last year at the golf event that we had for BYU football, just running into Jaren Hall at the bathroom. Yeah. Like, oh, that's weird. Hey, Jaren, hey. How you been? How's Minnesota? Talking to Jaren Hall.
It's always weird to strike a conversation there, but sometimes you're like,
it's so
it
weird.
Catches you by surprise. Yeah. You're like, and you look over, whoa, Chase Fisher,
how's
Jaren Hall.
How's it going? Hey. You know the top five, Nick Sanderson?
There is a level of celebrity, though, that I feel like you shouldn't initiate a conversation. Like, if it's someone that is so well-known, when I worked for the Utah Jazz, I'd always go to the bathroom at halftime. And this was back when Jerry Sloan would come to all the games, right? Poor Jerry Sloan could never make it back out for the start of the third quarter because everyone in the bathroom, Jerry Sloan, I love that 1995 team. And I'm like, just let Jerry Sloan go to the bathroom, please.
That was Andy Reid at the Big 12 tournament.
I'm sure.
Andy, you're doing everything for me, brother.
And the game
The
game was early, so it wasn't even close to full. Yeah. Everyone can just see Andy. Was he like one of the few people sitting courtside?
Yeah, he gets there like 30 minutes before. Like, I'm like, whoa, he really is on LDS. Like, he's like standard time. Like, he wants to be here on time. So it was good stuff as we continue on. Here on Cougar Sports Saturday, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll get to some of your texts and comments and get you an update on some NCAA tournament scores as well. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.